Title: Snare Snap in Ableton Live 12. Build it with automation first workflow for jungle old school DDNB vibes advanced. Alright, let's build that jungle snare snap the right way in Ableton Live 12. Not just make it bright and loud, we're going for that classic old school DDNB thing where the snare feels alive across the arrangement. Tiny shifts, little attitude changes every phrase, and that slightly unstable, samplerish character that keeps a loop rolling for minutes without getting boring. And we're doing it automation first, meaning, we're not treating automation like a final polish. Automation is the instrument the snare is going to perform. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want the sweet spot, go 168. Switch to arrangement view and make yourself a 32 bar loop region. Name a MIDI track snare rock and drop a drum rock on it. I'm pushing arrangement view on purpose because this is DJ friendly writing. Jungle works in 8, 16, 32 bar stories. Automation lanes in arrangement view make it feel like you're arranging energy, not just mixing. Now, the sound itself. We're building a two-layer snare. One layer is body, one layer is snap. Body is your mid-punch, your thwack. Think weight around 180 to 250 Hz plus that wouldn't knock in the 1 to 3K region. Snap is the bright transient and air. Think 3 to 10K, but short, aggressive, and controlled. Here's the practical move. Combine authenticity and control. Use a break snare for grit and vibe, and layer a clean transient for definition. In your drum rack, put your body snare on pad C1. That can be a brick-derived snare or a warm one-shot. Then on C-sharp 1, put a snap layer, a short bright transient, even something like a rim, a click, or a tiny noise burst. Before you process anything, tighten both layers. This part is boring, but it's where snap is either possible or impossible. On the body layer, simpler, one-shot mode, warp off. Trim the start until the transient is immediate. Set decay around 180 to 260 milliseconds depending on how tight you want it. Add a small fade out, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. Leave transpose at 0 for now. On the snap layer, simpler, decay much shorter, like 40 to 110 milliseconds. If it has low junk, filter it. High pass somewhere around 1.5 to 3K so the snap doesn't pretend it has body. Fade out 2 to 6 milliseconds. You're aiming for the snap layer to sound like a sharp kiss of brightness, not a second snare. If you can hear it as its own snare, it's too long, too loud, or too full range. Now we build the processing chain on the drum rack track. Because we want one rack we can automate like a performance rig. Add devices in this order. EQ8, drum bus, saturator, clue compressor, optionally roar, and then utility. Let's set starting points. EQ8 first. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz to clean out unnecessary lows. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 by 1 to 3 dB. If it needs more crack, a small presence bump around 2 to 4K, maybe half a dB to 2 dB. And if you need a touch of air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 10K. But don't get addicted to that shelf. Old school snares are often less bright than you think. The crack is often more mid-range than sparkle. Next, drum bus. This is a big lever for snap. Start with drive around 5 to 20%. Crunch at 0 to 10% for grit. Damp anywhere from 5 to 30% to keep harshness under control. And the key, transients. Put it somewhere like plus 10 to plus 35 to start. Boom is usually law for snare. If you use it extremely subtly. Then saturator. Mode, soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if you want the edge harder. And here's teacher voice for a second. Level match. Every time you add drive, compensate output so it's roughly the same loudness. Otherwise you'll choose settings just because they're louder, and your snap decisions will be fake. Now glue compressor for cohesion. Try attack at 3 milliseconds to let the transient speak. If it's too spiky, try 1 millisecond, but be careful, because you can shave off the very thing you're building. Release on auto or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction on hits. You're gluing layers together, not flattening your snare into cardboard. Optional, roar. If you use it like a character pedal, not a destroyer. Keep mix low, like 10 to 30%. We want movement and attitude. Not why does my snare sound like it's inside a blender. Utility last. This is your final trim, and also your mono discipline. Jungle snares should survive mono like a champion. Keep the core crack center. Now the main event, the automation rack. Select that whole chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Name it Snare Snap Autopilot. Create 8 macros. Macro 1 is snap, your transient emphasis. Map it to drum bus transients. Give it a range like plus 5 to plus 45. You'll tune it later, but make sure the low end of the macro still sounds like a reedal snare and the top end doesn't become a clicky ice pick. Macro 2 is edge, your saturation intensity. Map it to saturator drive, range 0 to plus 8 dB. Advanced move, map saturator output inversely so as drive goes up, output comes down a touch. This keeps your ears honest. Macro 3 is bite, a presence tilt. In EQ 8, set up a bell at about 3.2k and map its gain from 0 to plus 3 dB. Optionally also map a small dip around 400 Hz from 0 to minus 2 dB. Now you've got one macro that moves the snare forward without just turning up treble. Macro 4 is pitch flick. Map it to simpler transpose on either the body, the snap, or both. Range minus 2 to plus 3 semitones. But keep this in your head. If you pitch the body too much, your snare's weight starts wobbling. A lot of the time, the best old-school twitch is pitching the snap layer more than the body. Macro 5 is clamp, blue amount. Map it to glue compressor threshold. Range depends on level, but something like minus 10 down to minus 22 dB is a starting mapping range. This changes punch perception massively. More clamp can feel louder even if it's not. Macro 6 is air pop. Add a reverb inside the rack after glue. Set decay around 0.25 to 0.6 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 600 to 1.5k. Low pass around 6 to 10k. Map dry slash wet to macro 6 with a tiny range, like 0 to 12%. This is not put the snare in a hall. This is micro room. Flicks only. Macro 7 is harsh tamer. Use dynamic control around 6 to 9k. In Live 12, you can do this with dynamic EQ in EQ 8, or use multiband dynamics. Map the amount or threshold so when you push snap and edge, you can keep the top end from getting painful. Macro 8 is fill hype. This is your transitions macro. Map it to multiple targets at once. A bit more transient, a bit more saturation drive, a bit more reverb wet, and a small pitch flick. Keep the ranges conservative. This macro is for bar 8 or bar 16 just did something, not for living at 100%. Now let's talk programming, because snap doesn't mean anything if the groove doesn't let it read. Write a classic jungle placement. Snares on beat 2 and 4. Then add ghost notes just before the main snare, like a 16th before beat 2. Super low velocity. Here's the trick. Ghosts should mostly be body, not bright snap. You want movement and roll, not a bunch of tiny bright clicks. And velocity is automation's best friend. Don't automate what velocity can do naturally. Keep your main hits consistent, but not identical. Maybe velocities around 92 to 112, ghosts around 8 to 28. It makes the pattern breathe before you even touch an automation lane. Now we automate like an arranger, not like a mix engineer. Open automation lanes for your macro rack in arrangement view. First, build an 8-bar arc you can repeat. Over 8 bars, slowly rise macro 1. Snap, from maybe 20% to 40%. Macro 2, edge, do a small rise, like 0 to plus 2 dB. Macro 6, air pop. Keep near zero, then do a tiny flick on bar 8. That alone makes the loop feel like it's going somewhere without rewriting a single drum hit. Now the alive trick, micro movement on specific hits. On macro 4, pitch flick, add tiny step changes on phrase ending snares. Bars 8, 16, 24, 32, pitch up 1 to 2 semitones very briefly, then return. It reads like old sampler behavior. It creates urgency, but don't overuse it or it turns into a gimmick. Important coach note, if your pitch automation sounds steppy or weird, automate the actual simpler transpose parameter on the pad directly for those specific hits. Use the macro for broad strokes, and then do surgical per-hit automation on the device parameter when you need clean, tight results. Macros are great, but they're not always the highest resolution scalpel. Next, contrast. Jungle loves contrast more than it loves more. Try this. Reduce snap in the intro, then open it at the drop. Bars 1 to 16. Keep macro 1 around 15 to 25%. At bar 17, jump it to 35 to 50%. Suddenly, the drop feels like it hit harder, even if your snare level barely changed. Keep macro 7 ready so that boost doesn't turn into harshness. Now the rinse moment. Bar 32, last bar before a section change. Ramp macro 8, fill hype, up over the last 1 to 2 beats. Then hard reset to normal at the downbeat. That reset is part of the impact. If you leave it up, you've got nowhere to go next. Here's another advanced contrast trick, negative automation. Right before the drop, instead of adding verb, pull the ambience to almost nothing for one bar, or slightly reduce saturation for half a bar. That sudden dryness makes the downbeat feel massive without increasing peak level. It's basically creating space so the next hit feels bigger. Now, how do we make this snare cut through a bass-heavy mix without just turning it up? Option 1. Subtle sidechain. On your bass group, add a compressor sidechained from the snare rack. Fast attack, medium release, and just 1 to 3 dB reduction on snare hits. We're not pumping, we're making room. Option 2. Frequency slotting. If the bass is masking the snare body, dip the bass slightly around 200 Hz. On the snare, keep energy focused in that 180 to 250 weight zone and the 2 to 5k crack zone. Snap isn't just treble, it's contrast and placement. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you build this. If your snare is overbright in the 6 to 10k area but has no mid punch, you'll get TSS, not crack. Fix it by strengthening 2 to 4k and making sure the body layer is doing real work. If you crank drum bus transients too hard, you get clicky spikes that are fatiguing. Back it off and use macro 7 to control harshness. Or shorten the snap layer decay so the energy is transient focused without a long scratchy tail. If your snap layer tail is too long, it smears the groove and fights hats. Keep it tight. Snap hates long tails. If your automation only increases, your ear adapts and the drop stops feeling dramatic. Always do push and pull. Rise, relax, rise again.